The Star Spangled Banner shatters the dawn in Townsville this morning at the start of a commemoration service for the 75-year anniversary of the Battle of the Coral Sea. The battle was one of the largest naval encounters fought off the Australian coast by the Japanese during World War II, and it's considered a huge turning point for Australia and the United States. The Governor-General, Peter Cosgrove, spelt out its significance.
There are some battles so pivotal, so significant, so epic, that they later seem to have altered the course, the destination of the conflict in which they occurred. The Coral Sea, the Battle of the Coral Sea, fought in waters not far from here, stands in that company. With an invasion of Australia crowding our fears, we, along with our friend and ally, the United States, sailed to meet a hitherto indomitable foe. And over the course of five furious and savage days and nights, together we fought against that remorseless enemy. And we prevailed. Wounded, battered, but victorious, our ships and planes of steel, our men of iron, turned the enemy away. We repelled the might of the Imperial Japanese Navy fleet away. The Coral Sea, though, became a quiet graveyard. And the course of our war, the course of our history, changed.
The Governor-General, Peter Cosgrove, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull paid tribute to the close ties between Australia and the United States that were forged during the battle.
Today, Australia and the United States continue to work with our allies to address new security threats around the world. Together, we're taking a strong message to North Korea that we will not tolerate reckless, dangerous threats to the peace and stability of our region.
The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Tomorrow, a delegation of Australian survivors from the Coral Sea battle will travel to New York to join Prime Minister Turnbull for a memorial service on board a retired US naval carrier, which will also be attended by the US President Donald Trump.